This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on my show was back in December of last year on the 22nd. We're talking about no other than Heritage Cannabis Holding Corp. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol HERTF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol CANN. And with us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed and what's going on with the company, Mr. Clint Sharples. Clint, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
You know, for my new listeners, just give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Absolutely. Heritage is a Canadian-based cannabis company that specializes in extract and extract derivative products. So think anything from vape pens to tinctures for the CBD or different formulations with THC as well. And recently added a whole lot of SKUs and for our extract derivatives products. So you think about shatter and caviar, diamonds, rosin, live resin, all sorts of things. So it's we're a market leader in Canada on the extract and extract derivative side.
Recently, the one of the reasons I wanted to bring you back on the show, recently you guys closed an acquisition of Premium 5 Cannabis in Canada. My question to you is, what advantages does this give your company, and where do you go from here?
Yeah, the Premium 5 products have really given us a foothold on that extract derivatives market. Heritage prior to that was strong on the vapes and the tinctures with producing our full spectrum oil, a unique oil blend here in Canada. But now bringing on the Premium 5 products with the derivatives, it's given us an enormous amount, like, I mean, an additional 80 SKUs to bring to market that it's full of innovation and also options that can be brought to the market here in Canada.
In addition to the Canadian market, I was thinking maybe you guys are thinking outside the box a little bit. Are you planning on expanding into any other markets or any other countries?
Well, for sure. So we've got, we've previously announced two transactions in Brazil that we are working on for exporting our CBD products into that country. We have an agreement into Australia with our film strips, CBD-based film strips that we're doing with a joint venture with a company here in Canada. And as well, we have really progressed a lot on the United States-based medical, where we're looking at bringing CBD soft gel caps and our topicals to market, utilizing the Vesisorb technology, the rights that we have with a company out of the United States called Geocan. And we're working closely with them to bring products to market. So we have both a strong focus here in Canada, as well as several options for countries outside of Canada, including the United States, which is obviously a target given your government's newfound friendliness towards cannabis.
Clint, last time you were on the show, we talked briefly about your bulk selling over there to Brazil. I believe that you came out with a press release on December the 15th. That's been about 2 months now. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, our Brazil transaction is a long-term deal that we've got down there. For both agreements, we've got our five-year deals. And what we're working with right now is the groups down in Brazil to produce the required clinical data that the government's looking for, including shelf stability, all of which takes time to produce, as your product needs to go through various testing over a period of time. So most of our original results have already come in. We're pleased with them, and we will be getting further results as the year progresses. But definitely the second half of 2021 is where that transaction really starts to heat up. And we hope to be bringing products to Brazil latter half of 2021 and then full bore into 2022.
As you know, for any companies that are especially on the OTC markets, raising money, having enough money to come in until revenue start generating, then going positive, EBITDA. All that being said, you guys just recently did a fundraise where I think access around $12 million. That being said, what are you going to do with the funds? Where is it going to be best used for?
Yeah, we're just closing that financing this week. It's prospectus-based financing here in Canada. Looks like it will be a little, quite a bit north of $12 million. I think we're north of $13 million at this time with our over-allotment, which is great news for us. And by bringing those funds in, it really does bridge our company as our revenues are picking up month over month right now. We are targeting to be EBITDA positive in the second half of this year. So these funds will be utilized for bringing more equipment in, very specialized equipment for some of the extract derivative products we'll be offering. And what it does is be able to allow us to increase our margins and take a really good run at being a strong, profitable company by the end of this this calendar year.
I know you're not a fortune teller, but your stock's price is around 13.3 cents. Last time you were on the show back in December, it was 11.8 cents. Your market cap's around 52.2 million. All that being said, where do you feel fair valuation or where the valuation is going to be going for, say, here in the next two or three quarters?
Well, higher. That's definitely my opinion. When you look at where we've come from and in the context of a cannabis market that's starting to heat up, when people really start to see the scope of what it is that we're working on and what we're doing, I believe that they will find a whole new set of people who are taking a look at the value prospects that Heritage has, and our stock price will start to reflect that. The recent financing put a little bit of selling pressure that happens when you do it, when you do financings. But that, I believe, is just about behind us after we close this. And we should be setting a new level here to move up from this point. At least that is definitely our intention.
Clint, I got about 30 seconds left in the show. You get the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
You know what, every time I have the chance, I tell people to take a look at the products that we're putting out right now. We're getting such a great response for it. In every province that we go into here in Canada, we are getting phenomenal uptake in our products. You know, each province has their differences of what they prefer, but our sales are strong. The product that we're bringing to the market is getting great reviews, and we have no intention, but we're going to keep our foot on the pedal to keep this moving forward as fast as we can, and looking forward to a really strong 2021 and years beyond.
As for my listeners, I brought you a lot of great companies over the years, and I believe this is another one. Again, this is my personal opinion. With their market cap around $52 million, I don't think you're too late to the party. And with the revenues generating, what they're generating now, and with the growth rate they're going to be expediting here in the near future, I think you're just right on time. Take a look at them. The company that we're highlighting today is Heritage Cannabis Holding Corp. You can find them on the OTCQX. Under the ticker symbol HERTF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up on the CSE under the ticker symbol CANN. My guest today has been the CEO of the company, Mr. Clint Sharples. Clint, thank you so much for coming by. Hopefully you become a regular. Come back in another 40 or 50 days and please give us an update.
That'd be great. Thanks a lot for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.